AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In France, on the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, President Biden says America will not walk away from bullies and dictators in the defense of Ukraine and allow Russia to threaten more of Europe.
Were we to do that, it means we'd be forgetting what happened here in these hallowed beaches. Make no mistake, we will not bow down. We will not forget.
D-Day was the largest amphibious assault in history.
It was a powerful illustration of how alliances, real alliances, make us stronger.
President Emmanuel Macron says France will provide Ukraine with its Mirage combat aircraft. A federal judge is ordering Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, to report to prison by July 1st.
It's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. All victory to MAGA.
Bannon was given a four-month sentence for defying a subpoena to appear before the House committee that investigated the Capitol riot. The head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, says security plans for the Republican National Convention next month in Milwaukee are still being determined.
We are fully prepared. We realize that there most likely will be demonstrations. But we're prepared to address those.
Protesters blasted restrictions they claim will violate free speech rights. An update on Boeing's space capsule, Starliner.
We have confirmation of contact and capture of NASA's Boeing crew flight test and Starliner aboard the International Space Station. Butch and Sonny have made their arrival.
NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will be on the space station for about a week. SpaceX's rocket completed its first full test flight, returning to Earth after blasting off from Texas. Prosecutors on Long Island are charging architect Rex Huerman with the murders of two more women and say he kept a blueprint of his crimes on his computer. Huerman had previously been charged with four murders in a string of deaths known as the Gilgo Beach serial killings. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump will be campaigning in Arizona.
Speaking tonight at a town hall style event hosted by Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk.
We had the biggest fundraising in the history of politics over the last week.
Trump says his conviction on charges in his hush money case in New York has been good for his campaign coffers.
And that in a certain way is like a poll, I would say, right?
He spoke Wednesday night to a group of black conservatives and HBCU students and alumni at a dinner held at Mar-a-Lago.
I got them long-term financing, more money than they ever thought possible.
Meanwhile, a Trump ally who's been cited as a potential running mate, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, is launching an effort to win over black and working class voters with a $14 million campaign targeting swing states. The Trump event in Phoenix is being held at the Dream City Church, whose private Christian school has launched a collaboration with Turning Point, and according to AZ Central, has received over $900,000 from the state's school voucher fund program. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.